I showed my friends the famous people I met on vacation. They were so jealous. It felt good to tell them.
You might like to tell your friends about the famous people you've met, but what about the most famous person? Hi, and welcome to Keys for Kids. As always, I'm Zach, and as always, I'm glad that you're listening. Do you like talking about famous people with your friends? Like funny YouTubers, sports stars, or movie characters. Maybe you've even gotten an autograph from someone famous. But let me ask you this. If you've trusted Jesus to be your Savior, do your friends know about Him? That's what our story's all about today. It's called Important People. Amy scrolled through the pictures on her tablet as her family began driving back to their hotel. "Wait until my friends see these," she exclaimed. She and her family were enjoying a winter vacation trip and had gone to see an ice skating show. After the show, some of the skaters signed autographs and took pictures with the members of the audience. Amy's parents had taken pictures of her with several famous Olympic figure skaters. When Amy got home after her first day back at school the next week, she grabbed a few of the apple slices Mom was cutting up and sat down at the table. "I told my friends all about our vacation today," she told her mother. Mom laughed. "I'm sure you did," she said. "What did you tell them? Let's see, maybe I can guess," she pretended to think. "I've got it. By now, the whole school probably knows about all the famous figure skaters you met." Amy nodded. "You should have seen my friends when I showed them my pictures," she said with a giggle. "They could hardly believe I'd met so many famous skaters. Good thing I had the pictures to prove it, or they probably wouldn't believe me." "It was fun meeting them, wasn't it?" said Mom. "And it's exciting to tell other people about it. I told some people at work about the show and meet and greet." She thoughtfully sliced into another apple. "It makes me wonder, though. Do my coworkers know that I've met Jesus? Do your friends know you've met him?"
I don't know," said Amy. "I'm sure some of them do, but some probably don't."
We like to tell others about the important people we meet, but sometimes we're embarrassed to mention the most important person in our lives," said Mom. "Jesus has changed my life more than anyone else. He died for me and then rose from the dead so I could have a new life with him. Shouldn't I tell others that I know him so they can meet him too?" Amy bit into an apple slice and nodded. "Yeah," she said. "I think we both should let others know we've met the most important person of all." Well, how about you? Have you met Jesus and trusted him as your Savior? If so, do your friends know about it? You probably spend a lot of time talking about celebrities, athletes, and other important people, but Jesus is the most important of all, and you know him personally. Tell others what he's done for you and let them know they can meet him and have him change their lives too. Our key verse is Galatians 6:14.
"As for me, I will never boast about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ."
And our key thought for today, tell others you've met Jesus.
Hey, Zach. I know I accepted Jesus into my heart, but sometimes I don't feel like he's close to me. What do I do about that?
Dear Bella, sometimes it might not feel like he's very close, but I want you to remember, feelings can change a lot. And just because you don't always feel Jesus, that doesn't mean he isn't there. The best way to stay close to Jesus is to keep learning about him and talking to him. You can do this by reading your Bible, and by praying, and by spending time with other believers in your church. Here's a great verse from the Psalms. It's chapter 145, verse 18. "The Lord is close to all who call on him. Yes, to all who call on him in truth." I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.